You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Hey everybody, my name's Alec, and welcome to the 24 Hours of Student Power episode of Flashback on CITR. For the next hour or less, I'm going to be diving into the Flashback archives to play some of the best interviews I've recorded on this show. We'll hear discussions I've had with Swedish pop star Tuve Styrka and Vancouver band Dumb. Before we do that, though, I want to reflect on some of my favorite memories from this show, as the next bit of radio is going to be kind of a reflection or a look back at some of the highlights of Flashback. Interviewing guests has always been one of my favorite parts of Flashback, and it gives me a unique opportunity to speak with lots of people in the world of music and politics and news, and everyone I've interviewed has been an absolute pleasure. From Quake Matthews, the Halifax rapper, to Toronto singer K.O. I've also been able to speak with Brett Mullins, who was once upon a time running for mayor in Vancouver, and also an absolute savage on Twitter, and local artists like Mike Stewart from the band Blue Strange, who graciously came on the first episode of Flashback for a very imperfect interview, but I am so thankful that I got to talk to them, and they're really talented. So that was an absolute pleasure. Likely to be my biggest interview, at least, that we've done so far, that is Swedish pop star Tuve Styrka, who was in town several weeks ago as a part of her first ever headlining North American tour. She dropped by the studio to chat about her new music, some of her biggest inspirations, and our mutual love of Moo by Doja Cat. We're going to kick off this special by listening to that interview, which, again, is one of my favorites that I've ever recorded. And although I was a little starstruck, I think we did okay. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to Tuve Styrka, and I hope you enjoy the interview. So, without further ado, let's check it out. I got a feeling that we got a chemistry, came with us on your mind. Telling me everything, but it ain't happening. Wish I could read your vibe. Making movements. Now I don't think you're looking for a new friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ready to be waiting here, can we get out of here? Wanna get you alone. So if you're into me, I got the energy. Why are you on your phone? Cause the truth is, I'm not really looking for a new friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't see nothing wrong with you and me getting along. I don't see nothing wrong with you and me getting along. So sway with me, don't speak. Stay with me, no sleep. Baby, are you tied up? I wanna know now. Are we gonna stay up? Are we gonna get out this crowd? Sway with me. Both of us kinda shy, but we ain't got the time. Wanna get out these clothes. Honestly, I don't care, we can go anywhere. Wanna see how this goes. But the truth is, all this acting cool is kinda you. Stay up,
Hey everyone, welcome to Flashback. I'm Alec. In the studio joining me is Swedish pop star Tuva Styrka. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome to Vancouver.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You're having an awesome year, big year. You've dropped an album in May, Sway. You went on tour with Lorde and Katy Perry this year.
Yes.
Right? And now you're doing your first headlining tour in North America.
Mm-hmm.
So just like looking back on what you've had so far, what have been some of your like favorite moments of the year?
Like, oh my God, I feel like this whole year has been like a long pinch me in the arm moment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so happy that that I get to do this and that people are coming out to the shows. It's just been so much fun.
Yeah. And you've been in Vancouver before. This isn't your first time here.
Yeah, I've actually been here before. And I'm always having such a good time here. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Vancouver or if it's like Canada in general. Mm-hmm. It's just always the best crowds. Yeah.
That's good. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Have you had time to like really explore Vancouver? I know you just got in, but in your times here before, have you had time to explore or was it usually pretty quick?
It's usually pretty quick. You know, you get in, you do your sound check, you do your show, and then you leave the same night.
Yeah.
Which is always a bummer because I would love to explore these cities way more.
You're just like flying through them all though, huh?
Yeah.
It's busy nonstop.
Yeah.
So right now you're almost wrapping up the North American leg of the Sway tour.
Yes.
Correct? You started in Toronto and now you're ending tomorrow in Seattle.
Yeah.
Tonight's in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of like your favorite places to see on the tour?
Oh my God. I mean, this whole tour has really been so amazing to me because like it's been like I had like really like I was really looking forward to this one.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling that this was going to be a special tour, but I could never have imagined that it was going to be this great.
Yeah.
Like, I've been walking up on these stages every night and people are like screaming the words I wrote back to me.
Right.
That to me is insane.
That is insane, yeah.
Yeah, like we went, like in Salt Lake City, I felt like the Beatles. Like they were crazy because people, like all artists don't even go there.
Right.
So when people go there, they're like so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pick highlights because it's been, everything's just been, it's like a dream,
yeah,
honestly.
Almost like super surreal, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I'm standing there, I'm like, I can't believe I'm like this little person from Sweden, from like a small town in Sweden even, and I'm here. Like all of these people found my music, like my music, love it even, and now we're here. It's like it blows my mind every night.
That's so cool. I love that. Have you been able to go to any places in like North America that you hadn't been able to play before?
Let me see. Like Salt Lake City,
that was
I
new.
Think was new.
Okay.
Most of the places I actually got to visit with Lorde.
Okay.
I was really happy that I got to revisit New York because it's been so long.
Yeah.
That was a really fun one. Let me think. I think I've been most places before.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just now it's revisiting all the places.
Yes.
That's awesome. Another big thing that happened while you're here is you dropped a new song.
Yes.
Last night, right?
Yes.
Vibe.
Yes.
We're going to take a break and listen to it in just a minute. But can you talk a little bit about what inspired it or what it's about or what you want to accomplish with it?
Yeah. Okay. So basically what I felt like once I wrapped up the Sway album, I felt very eager to explore a little bit more, the more like heartbreaky side of things. So I started working on this song Vibe, which is basically like a breakup song, and it's very much, I love it because it's very much in the same world as the rest of the songs on Sway. But it's like it's 50-50 an end to that album and like a fresh start, because it's definitely very like new as well to me. Like it's got Vibe's got a different vibe, but it's like it's got guitars and it's a bit sadder, but it's the kind of sad that you can kind of dance to.
Yeah. I noticed like when I listened to it last night and again this morning, it's like a very different palette, but also like it is familiar to like what you've done before.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I was aiming for. You want it to be part of the same world,
mm-hmm.
like it belongs in the same space.
Yeah.
but I wanted it to be something different. Like, I wanted to explore other sounds and other moods a little bit.
No, that's awesome. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to it.
Yes.
And then we'll be back with more of Tuva Sterka on Flashback.
I thought we had a vibe. Thing. You say what you mean, thing. You feel what I feel, thing. Higher than the ceiling, taller than a building. Damn you if you leave, thing. We was like a movie. My bad, I was just assuming. Now you see me like you never knew me. Good luck trying to find a new me. I thought we had a vibe. Vibe. I don't want excuses, I don't wanna see your friends. If I called you lately, I was pocket dialing. Did myself a favor, cut you off again. If you don't feel it, don't pretend. We was like a movie. My bad, I was just assuming. We had a vibe.
Hey, welcome back to Flashback. That was Vibe by Tuva Sterka, who's in the studio with me. So I want to talk about maybe more of your influences, your inspirations, and your background a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start by asking, who do you cite as your like biggest influences or inspirations musically?
Oh my God, that's such a hard question. No, and also because I listen to everything. Mm-hmm. Like my most recent obsession is Tierra Whack.
Okay.
If you haven't heard her, you should definitely check her out. She's so cool. Like she released like an audiovisual album. It's called Whack World. And she's such a good rapper. And her whole like visual like world is amazing. Like it's so cool. I'm just like, it's so good. And she's like a new artist.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and like everything, like when I was growing up, I loved Bob Dylan. I still do. Like he's one of my favorites. Bjork has always meant a lot to me. I have all these like pop queens that I love. Like Britney is always gonna like
you covered one more time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like she's always gonna have like a special place in my heart. I think like my biggest like idol, like the one that I would like die to meet is probably Rihanna.
Okay.
I feel like she's like
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a great choice.
She's so cool. Like she can't do any wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever she does, she's just the coolest.
No, she is super cool.
Yeah. Like, so it's all over the place basically.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And then your parents are also both musical people as well, right?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Your dad has a number one song in Sweden.
Yeah, he did. Like, but this was way before my time. Right. This was like in the 70s.
Right.
But I've heard the stories.
Are they good stories?
Yeah. But my dad, actually, he had a music store when I grew up.
Okay.
Like, where they sell instruments, which was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, he could just bring things home if I wanted to try and play.
Yeah.
Bass, he just brought one home, so
that's
it was
cool.
Like, it was a good environment to grow up in.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then your mom was a dancer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, like, my whole life she just worked, like,
right,
at the dance studio.
Okay.
Like a sort of,
yeah,
like, I don't know, like, what is that, like the one,
like, she was an instructor, or was she,
no, like, more like the, like the, what do you say? What's like the professional ways of boss?
Like a manager?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just like handled everything.
Okay. Okay.
In the office. Like.
Okay. No, that makes sense. But would you say that your parents like did not necessarily push you in a musical direction, but did they kind of help?
They've never
decision.
I mean, I love my parents so much because they never made me think that pursuing a career like, with that would involve anything creative, that would necessarily be like a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
But they've always been very realistic, like, you probably won't make a lot of money if,
okay,
if you try and pursue this. Like, they've always been very just like,
yeah,
casual about it, which I'm very thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even now, are they still pretty like casual? Like, obviously I imagine they're like happy with how things are going, but are they,
I mean, they're super sweet. I feel like they're very proud and like happy for me,
mm-hmm,
that I get to do this. And I mean, like, as long as I'm happy, they are the happiest.
No, that's
so
good.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. And then in terms of like songwriting and performing, do you have a, like, looking back just on like your career so far,
yeah,
and like your kind of your life before your career, do you have a moment when you either wrote a song like, and you realize that's the kind of song you want to write or perform your show, and you're like, this is the kind of show I want to perform? A moment where things kind of clicked?
I mean, as I said, this whole year has been pretty magical.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of moments where I'm like, I can't believe that I'm doing this. And I'm like pausing myself and,
mm-hmm,
I'm like, take it in. Don't forget this.
Yeah.
Don't forget this. Like, for instance, like the arena tour I did with Lorde, that was pretty surreal,
mm-hmm,
for me. Like, I'm standing on a stage in,
yeah,
an arena. And the cool thing with that tour, and Katie as well, was that the audiences, even though I was just the opener,
mm-hmm,
the audiences were really into it. I feel like it was a really good match. So it wasn't a struggle, as it often is for a support act. It was really great for me. Like,
mm-hmm,
there were the audience, they were so there.
Yeah.
So I really got to experience like that, like, yeah, like playing, actually like playing
right,
an arena. Yeah.
That's so cool. Awesome. So I guess you kind of touched on this earlier, but I want to like elaborate on it a little bit. So like, we talked about your influences.
Yeah.
But if you like, what's like your go-to song? Like, do you have a go-to song or artist that like,
I'm like,
when there's like a silence, you're like, this is what you're putting on when you have the aux cord. What is it?
Right now it's Moo.
Okay.
Doja Cat. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. I go Moo.
I love that so much. I'll have to throw that on.
Yes, please do.
I will.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That was like an amazing like 4-minute video.
I know.
And she just busted it out in like an afternoon when she was bored.
Yes. And
yeah,
it made me so happy.
Yeah.
Like the fries in her nose.
It's like incredibly vibey for like a funny song.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love funny songs. Like Say My Name, my song, for instance,
mm-hmm,
which is like probably my biggest one,
yeah,
thus far. Like, that one started out as a funny song. We were just having fun, and we were like, we're not gonna like release this. Like,
right,
like, we were just like doing like silly things and stuff that we thought were funny, basically. And then it turned out like it turned into something really great.
It like, turned into like a huge song.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so fun. What song, like, do you have a song that you feel most attached to that you've written?
Ooh, I mean, Sway means a lot to me. I love that song because it's like it's like the most anthemic went on this album. It feels like it represents the album in a very good way. That's sort of like vibe of being completely just absorbed in another person in a moment. I feel like that's like some of my most like precious memories are moments like that, when you're just like in this bubble and you feel like there's no past, there's no tomorrow, it's just now, it's this bubble, you and me right here, whatever this is. And that's what Sway is to me. And I would say that that one is...
That's the song?
Yeah, the song.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, then just like looking forward to the future, what are you working on at the moment that you want to talk about?
I'm always working on things. I'm really excited, like, because I'm gonna keep touring now this whole year. So I'm going to do UK and then I'm going to do Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. And starting like next year, beginning of next year, I'm just going to head right back into the studio and keep recording.
Just grinding it out.
Yes, making things. And I'm so excited to keep building this thing and keep exploring and see what where I need to go next.
Do you know kind of what you want to explore next?
I mean, I feel like Vibe opened up this door to like a little bit more. Like emotional pettiness and stuff. So like sad feelings. And I would love to like explore that a little bit more. Like music that you can dance and cry to.
No, that's awesome. All right. Last question I have for you. Well, I have one more first.
Oh, yeah.
What year were you born? 92?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We're going to, later on the show, we're going to do a deep dive into the music of 1992.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We always like to look back at a certain year and explore that.
I feel like that's like grunge.
Yeah. Isn't the number one song, like the week that this show will air that year was Boys to Men.
Wait, what's that?
I don't know. It's like a really like sensual song. It's really like, we listened to it and it was really uncomfortable at first. But,
but this got intimate.
More than we wanted it to.
Love the beginning of the 90s because it feels like...
Such a weird time.
Yeah, like so much of the music that was big back then would never get played today. It feels like. And I kind of, like, I know I was born that year, but like I kind of miss that mentality in the 90s when people were like, I don't know.
And like charts were so like diverse.
We'll just put it out. I don't know. Like maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And like the weirdest songs or like the most obscure bands would get really big. And
Like Right Side Fred or just whatever. Crazy. And then a question I like to ask every guest on the show. I want to give you an opportunity to give either a shout out or a call out, depending on like your mood, how you're feeling.
A call out.
Only one person's ever done a call out, so don't feel any pressure.
Who did? And for what?
He was running for mayor of Vancouver, and he called out someone else running for mayor.
The current mayor, I think.
Yeah, he called a lot of people out. He was our messiest guest.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, did he win?
No, he moved to Calgary. He dropped out and moved to Calgary.
Okay, God bless him. Well, I would actually love to give a shout out to Aura, who's been opening for me on this whole North American tour. She's such an amazing artist, such an amazing person, just like the sweetest girl. And I recommend everybody just check her out.
We'll throw on a song by Aura as well.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you came, and I hope the tour was great, and I hope it continues to go well.
Yeah, thank you.
You say you ain't the one to jump in our relation, and I don't mind, but when we touch it's elevation. Up, 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 up. Up, 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 up. You speak my lingo, we don't need no translation. I never need a break, cause we feel like vacation. Up, 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 up. Got me up, 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 up. List of where you've been, no information. You ain't got me running out, out of patience. Oh, up, 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 up. Got me up, 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 up. I like the interaction, you got my attention. I'm not in love, but I'm loving the situation. Up, 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 up. If you down, don't dare to stop. Go ahead and feel what you feel.
Once again, I just want to say a big thank you to Tuva Sturker for dropping by. I had an absolute pleasure talking to her. She's doing great things around the world, making a huge name for herself. Next up, we're going to listen to an interview I did with Dumb, a local Vancouver band, one of my favorites. They're making waves here and across North America, and I recorded this interview with Franco, and funny enough, he was packing his bags as he was on the phone with me, getting ready for their summer tour. We recorded this in June for my summer episode, right after they had released their album, Seeing Green. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy my interview with Dumb. Okay, welcome back to Flashback. I'm on with Franco from Dumb, who's about to leave for tour. Thanks for calling in. How's it going?
It's going really great. Just packing up some toiletries, some shades for the road, you know.
All the essentials.
Standard, yeah.
Awesome. Well, congrats on your album release. It just released just under 2 weeks, right, ago?
Yeah, just on, well, we had the album release show on June 16th, and then I guess the online release was on the 22nd.
Okay. Awesome. Congratulations. And then you're about to leave. Where are you guys going right now? What's the tour looking like?
Today we're going to Portland.
Yep.
We're going to play at this place called Pop Tavern with our buddies and the bands The Goobs and Gardner. And then we're basically zooming down the West Coast, just, you know, Portland, Oakland, L.A., and then cutting right across the South. through Texas to a lot of places we've never been before. So
yeah,
it'll
exciting.
It'll be really fun.
And you're working your way all the way towards New York, right? Like you're going across the country?
Yeah, we're going to do two shows in Philadelphia, a show in D.C., two shows in New York. That's our, like, East Coast
sure.
leg. Yeah.
Do you have any places in particular you're really looking forward to seeing maybe for the first time?
I've never been to Toronto.
Oh, really?
And my brother lives there. Also, Jarrett from Tough Age set up a really cool show at a bookstore called The Beguiling. Seems like it's going to be really fun, so I'm stoked, really stoked for that. Also, I've never been to New Orleans, so that'll be fun.
No, that'll be a ton of fun. I'm excited for you guys. Okay, I do kind of want to maybe take a look at a couple songs on the album.
For sure.
I'll play them, but I want to hear maybe before I play a little about it, maybe if you can pick a song and share something about it, then I'll put it on the playlist.
Cool. You want me to pick one?
Yeah. Any song from the album.
Okay, let's listen to Power Trip, because I'm in that zone right now.
Okay. We'll listen to Power Trip, and then afterwards you can maybe talk about it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, that was Power Trip by Dumb. I'm here on the phone with Franco from the band. What can you share about that song? What should listeners know?
It's about going on a power trip in Vegas. So if you've ever, felt like luck was on your side and you've had all the power and everything's going well for you and you're having a great time and people are dancing, then it's all an illusion at the end. The house always wins.
Very true.
And, yeah.
Awesome.
The lyrics are also written by Quincy Arthur, for the most part, for that song.
Okay, cool. Shout out to Quincy. Have you had your own power trip in Vegas?
I mean, I just lose immediately whenever I go there. Like, every time I'm like, oh, this time I'm going to spend only... $80, which is a lot of money.
Right.
Right. You're like, oh, I'll spend $80, maybe I'll make some.
Yeah.
And then I always end up, like, losing immediately, which is interesting, because I'm, like, a statistician. That's my job.
Is it really?
So I should be doing better than the rest of the band.
That's
funny. Based on my knowledge, but they always... Like, last time we went, Nick, a guitarist, made, like... I think, like, I can't remember how much, $400 at one point he was up, and the rest of us were just down. Yeah.
I got lucky the first time I went to a casino, but I'm not going back after that. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
All right, so that was Power Trip. Let's do one more song before we wrap up, and then maybe give us a little bit about it before we hear it.
Sounds good. I don't know which one to pick this time. Let's do the pop hit, the Mint.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I like Mint. That's a great song. What should we know about it before we hear it?
So again, the lyrics by Quincy Arthur for this one. This one's sung from the perspective of, like, some person who's, you know, a little bit spoiled, but also just, you know, it's part of their conditioning to always be asking for a bit more. And also, I should mention something that I don't think I've mentioned before. This song is, if you listen to the song I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren, this song Mint is just that song rearranged, pretty much.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to listen to that. Before we do, I always give every guest the opportunity to give a shout-out or call someone out if you're feeling messy. Do you want to give either of those?
Yeah, I will shout out and call out the rest of my band members.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do.
Okay, that works. Thanks so much for calling in. We're going to listen to Mint. Good luck on the tour. And if you want to follow Dumb, keep up with them on Bandcamp, Apple Music, Spotify, and Twitter, right, as well?
Yeah, we just got a Twitter.
Okay. At Dumb41, right?
Dumb_41, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Keep up with Dumb. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thanks so much, Alex.
All right, take care.
Have a good one.
Bye. That was Dumb. Like I said before, a great local band. Check their album, Seeing Green, out everywhere now. And then before we go, I'm going to play one more for you guys. And this is from the second episode of Flashback when we interviewed Quake Matthews. We asked him to deliver a freestyle for the show. I texted him a list of buzzwords that you'll hear me read off later. And just asked him to compose a quote-unquote theme song for our show. This was actually maybe one of my favorite moments from the whole show, and I hope you enjoy it just as much as I did.
Yeah. Now, are you sure you're ready to hear about this fast life that I lived? The flashing lights and the blackout nights just like this. Would you sacrifice your sanity while looking past my sins? And forgive my crazy friends for the trouble they got me in? I was as stubborn as an addict with a habit for arguments. Scarred with a troubled past and some of the darkest of intents. But if I make a conscious effort to clear my mind of this pressure, then cross your heart and promise you'll accept it.
These are my confessions. I trip on my words. For the championship national anthem high on the bleachers. Somebody please just be my preacher.
These are my confessions. I trip on my words. A simple collection of bridges I burned. Don't wanna make you leave. This was make-believe. These are my confessions and lessons I've learned.
Then you walk away. Try to pretend that you're strong as Superman. A little thought makes you hit the brakes. What's the point any other way? No regrets, I'm just here to say.
These are my confessions. I trip on my words. A simple collection of bridges I burned. Don't wanna make you leave. This was make-believe. These are my confessions and lessons I've learned.
Back with Quake Matthews here on Flashback, but before we go, we have something kind of fun that we want to do with you. Your manager, when we booked this, said that you would be willing to freestyle, maybe, and we thought we were going to do it in person, but we're going to try it on the phone. I gave you a list of buzzwords I texted you, including Flashback, Alec, CITR, Pop Culture Landscape, Kareem and Vita, my co-hosts in Vancouver. Those are kind of the main topics of the show, so I'm going to kind of challenge you to freestyle and work as many of those you can into the freestyle and make a little theme song for the show.
Okay, I'll try my best. We got to let the listeners know that you just literally text me these words right now.
Yeah, this is off on the fly.
Yo, all right, I'm going to just look at these words right now and just see what I can do right now. All right. So, all right, check it out. Look, the first word is flashback. Well, if we do a flashback, then Quake Matthews reminds you of the Rat Pack. And, yo, I throw any rapper off balance. And that shout-out to my man, Alec. Hey, yo, what's the station, CITR? Didn't that station give birth to Nardwar? Damn, they can't stop the man, Quake, especially with the pop culture landscape. And you know how demonous we are. Kareem, what's your last name? Abdul-Jabbar? Shit, I don't play ball, but I score hoops. Kid Quake on the mic, you know I get loose. Vita, that's a girl that used to rap with Ja Rule, but I'm sure your Vita is just as cool too. Hey, yo, listen, and what's the last word? I do mad maneuvers on losers and just do it straight up live for Vancouver.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. That was awesome. Thanks for doing that. That was so cool. All right, I want to thank Tuva Sturka, Dumb, and Quake Matthews, and everyone else who has ever guested on the show before. Thanks to Kelly, Danielle, and Halla for planning 24 Hours of Student Power. Stay locked into CITR for more great student content, and we air Thursdays at 6. See ya.